indicating for FTI. W4FC indicating for FTI.
KO4QLG, KO4NUE. KO4QLG, KO4NUE. 4NUE, nothing heard. Clear.
FQ Tango Mobile.
KO4NUE, how are you today, sir?
Well, I guess I'm an idiot this morning because I'm out here in this traffic northbound on 85 this morning.
Don't be so hard on yourself. We all make mistakes from time to time. I learned a couple weeks ago that that's not where you want to be this time, but look at it this way. Now you know. Over.
Oh, yeah. And the thing about it is I have no choice because I'm headed to Raleigh, North Carolina. So, you know, I got to be on this road headed north.
Well, if you gotta do it, that's a little different than, you know, just getting stuck in a bad situation. You know what I mean. Over.
And, of course, out here I'm in this section where they've moved everything. All the lanes are on the same side, are over here together. They've taken some of the lanes that were part of the southbound side of 85, and now they're the two lanes that are northbound. So it's interesting out here, and, of course, you got all these concrete barriers out here, which makes life even more interesting, needless to say.
Just be thankful, though, Rusty. You know, it could be doing that at night. Last time I experienced that was, I think, last year, coming down through miles and miles of construction about 10 o'clock at night with little orange lights flashing all over the barriers, and the lanes had been shifted and moved, and I could not do it. I had to find a motel room that night. Over.
Hey, I'm not headed back until tomorrow, so I'll come back tomorrow afternoon, and I'll be all daylight traveling. I'm not doing any of this nighttime stuff. That's why I'm spending the night. And somebody said, well, you can drive up and then do what you need to do and then drive back today. I said, not at my age. I ain't going to try that.
I don't know. Well, I mean, I don't know if the age thing. I'm 50, and I cannot do it. It just wears me out having to watch everybody else and the barriers and the construction, and I just don't do it. Not on a major highway like that. I don't drive at night on it. Over.
I don't either. And of course, my new glasses help with the glare and everything, which I had problems with the old ones because they were getting old. But the new glare treatment helps and all. And so I'm just taking it. I'm not trying to fly along. I got lots of time to get to where I'm going. The guys I'm meeting up with up there, the girl I'm meeting with, I'm not meeting him till 1 o'clock. So, GPS says I should be there about 11:45, which means I'd have time to get some lunch, too. So, after I get up there, anyway. But, you know, I'm just going to take my time. Speed limit is one thing, and I'm at or below it, so I'm not going to fight my way up this road, as they say.
I wouldn't. It's going to do nothing but wear you out at the end of the day. What's going to happen?
Some new company out here. I haven't seen this before, but boy, they got a bunch of load docks out here. The place is not open yet, but it's being built up nice out here along 85 above where, and right next door to it is a saccharine plant, so go figure. All kinds of things building up along this road out here.
That KO4NUE, that's happening everywhere. Especially around, you know, the Campobello area. I noticed the other day I went to Greer for something around lunchtime, and the traffic was horrible. And, you know, Greer has never been that way, but it just seems like last 6 or 8 months, it's just, where are all these cars coming from? It's unbelievable. Over.
No, but yeah, I'll tell you, I was going up highway, coming out of Spartanburg on Highway 29 the other day, and I only went as far as 85 because I was just going to get on 85 and then zip down to the next exit and get off on at 290 because I needed to be over on that road. But noticing all the building that has gone on out there on 29 before you get to 85 coming out of Spartanburg, that tells you it's been several years since I've been out that way, and I didn't recognize half that area out there that's been built up. So, oh, it gets that way, so I guess we do it. And, of course, out here this morning, we've got these folks that decide that figure they've got to fly low and hit the high spots in the road. W2T Mobile.
Well, you just be safe. Keep your eyes open, and you never know. You know, you never know what happened, what can happen on those big roads. Wasn't too long ago, a couple weeks ago, Anna and I went to Myrtle Beach. She had to do some school teaching testing for K-12 Academy, and there was a car. Behind us, I guess she went to sleep or something, but she just veered right off of 26 and hit those cables, you know, in the middle of the median there, and it just tore the car all to pieces from what I could tell. But you never know, man. You just gotta keep your eyes open, pay attention.
On my church road, the road my church is on over in Spartanburg Sunday morning, and one of our folks was involved in it, and it was her car, and she got the damage to her car was done such that she was sitting in a driveway. She wasn't in the road or on the road, but she couldn't get out of the car. The car door, she'd been hit, but the car door was damaged. But the pickup truck, it went off the other side of the road and just up in the woods and flipped and everything else. The driver of that one, he didn't make it.
Yeah. Well, Rusty, are you in a bad spot over in and out of the repeater just a little bit?
Close to Gaffney, and it's up and downhill, so, yeah, you know, it gets that way, and if I bump it up another notch, I'll have high power. I'm just running on medium power right now.
Oh, that's Roger that. Well, don't worry about it. You're audible. Just going to let you know. I think that's a pretty bad spot about hilltopping right there, if I remember correctly. But at any rate, well, listen, you be safe. I'm headed up Highway 11. We'll go visit with my cousin for a little while. And you be safe, sir. And you have a wonderful day, Rusty. KO4NUE, and I'll be clear, sir.
Okay. Well, you have a good day. And I was on Highway 11 last week, but I was up to the wireman's place to get some coax, some antenna wire. And I'm at this exit 90 over here on where the Gaffney Outlet Mall is. Anyway, we'll catch you later. W2T Mobile.